Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Because this is
Wake Up and Go.
So wake me up when it's all over.
I love the morning show.
Woo! They keep it fun in the morning.
All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
Top of the morning. Wake up and go with, what's the name of the show again?
Who dis?
Look who's back.
Who dis? Hey, it's different friends keeping you company, of course. And yeah, I'm back. Wow. We're going to have to talk about that and what happened, of course, in the interim period. But you keep it locked in the meantime. It's going to be a fun show. It's Peter Andre in the meantime, though, with Mysterious Girl on Kiss 92. Wow. Good first song.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
Wake up and go with different friends. You guys know this song is local.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, I think I do.
BRB. Oh, it's Mark Lien and I think Richard Jensen. And they're both really, really nice guys and super talented also, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you're wondering who this is, by the way, I'd like to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah. Who are you, dude?
Yeah, it's Divian with you.
Oh. Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. And, you know, here's the deal, right? All that happened, I have so many questions as to what has gone down.
Like on the show?
On the show, okay. Off the show, with life, because I've been away for, I think, the longest period in my life when it comes to work, right?
Mm.
And I think a lot of people have a lot of questions for me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually had some people, you know, text in to say hello.
Yeah, we got a bunch of texts coming in just to wish you well and to welcome you back. It's Judian. Say hi to Edward.
Judian,
yes.
Wow, your name is Judian.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the first time I've heard a name called Judian. It's quite interesting.
With a double N.
Wow.
It just keeps
and
getting better.
And four J's. Judian.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Something's changed with Divya. No.
I know. What else?
Also say hi to Edward, just like E-D-W-A-R-D, like
okay.
the regular spelling.
Edward.
Okay. Iran, Samantha, and Kenneth as well.
Oh, yeah. And Samantha, you said hello as well with a audio note, so hello to you. What are you all doing awake so early?
Just waiting for your return, dude.
Wow.
I mean, over the last 2 days, we've had people asking, where's Div? Like from as early as 6 in the morning.
So if you're tuning in right now, I'm going to tell you the truth, right? I actually plan to come back on Monday, and then Sunday night, I could not sleep. I was still not feeling so well. It's taken a lot longer to recover, longer than I thought it would, right? And then by about 4 a.m., I was like, nah, I don't think I'm going to come in. So I didn't even know I was going to come in today.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, now it's going to be a 3-day work week. And then next week, 2 days holiday, another 3-day work week. Might as well capitalize, right?
But yeah. If you had taken the next 3 days off, you would have gotten an ultra long weekend.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I thought it'd be easier to roll into this week, from Wednesday. And I will go along the show and slowly tell you all what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Lest I get another migraine attack.
Yeah, I feel like I have to move slow around you.
Why?
Like, no sudden movements. I don't know. I just don't want to.
I'm not Bernard. Hey, we got likes of Nickelback and Renee Dominique in just a bit as well. You keep those messages coming in. If you've got questions, I'll answer them along the way and we'll try to get the show going slowly as well. For right now, though, it's 6:20 in the morning.
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
Kiss 92.
That's Nickelback with Photograph on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. And hello, everybody.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back, I gotta say. Some stuff has happened to me.
And oh, really?
What happened? Didn't even notice you were gone. Yeah. And, it's been almost a month now.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. This is the longest I've been away from any work-based situation in my life, you know. So it's kind of weird because now I feel like I'm relearning how to speak again and also recognize faces. Like, this is Chris, right? I remember we had an intern like this, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Did we?
Maybe. And it's good to see you, Jill, as well.
Hi.
So I've got a lot of questions as to what happened while I was away.
Wow. Right? What happened, Chris?
I started dating someone.
Wow. So here's the deal, right? From the time I went away, Chris actually was broken up. And then now he's got another girl.
Yeah.
And all this before Celeste.
did this come back to bite me in the butt?
I know, right?
That was a personal attack.
Yeah. You were just a setup, unfortunately. No. But now you've got this new girl on your wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
So who's this girl?
I do not want to specify her name, but she brings me tarts every night, kind of thing.
She's like a pastry chef,
right? Yeah, she's a pastry chef.
And her name starts with Xiao.
We were maybe not going to go with the names, right? Oh.
Sorry, didn't get a memo. Whoops.
But you know what, Chris? I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Jill. Did you get married?
No.
No. Okay, what was going down with you?
I'm single as a pickle.
I feel like Jill is using this moment now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened in the last month?
What happened in the last month? Well, I just finished shooting my short film and I'm just editing it now.
Yay! I actually caught up on some of your Insta stories and I saw you in a fight scene as well.
Oh, yeah.
Was that part of your short film?
That was part of my friend's short film, but I was capoing.
Wow. Very, very cool. Okay, so I'm going to ask, Celeste and Irene as well what's been up, in the last month.
Yeah.
But, you keep your questions coming in. I think I've got a lot of questions to answer as well. For right now, a bit of Rene Dominique and Jason Mraz. Could I love you anymore? More on Kiss 92.
Yeah, you got that
K-I-S.
I love it.
Let me feel your love. Yeah.
One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.
That's Lewis Capaldi. Before you go on Kiss 92, wake up and go with different friends. My voice still cracking a bit.
Warming up.
Yeah. Haven't spoken this much for a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? Anyway, you're still waiting for me to continue talking.
Uh-huh. We haven't heard you in a while.
I know. So anyway, yes, a lot of things happened. All happened from a migraine attack, actually.
Mm.
So I know the newspapers reported like suspected stroke and this and all, blah, 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 blah. And it was really funny because after it happened, right, when people heard about it, they started texting me. Some heard about it through other friends. Some heard about it through the article that was posted on the Straits Times. And it was like a little broken telephone game. Because by the time people were asking me, they somehow got an idea that I fell down la, I got attacked by crows, I got a few strokes at the same time. And it was really weird to have to answer and explain, no, I'm okay. I just had a hemiplegic migraine attack.
What?
Yeah. Do you guys know what that is? I also didn't know until it happened.
Sounds like a stroke.
You're actually absolutely right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, migraine attacks are kind of like electric cluster bombs that go off in your head, right?
Okay.
And they kind of mess up the electrical signals in your brain. Hemiplegic migraine attack is a very, very big bomb that goes off, and then it leaves like half of your body paralyzed. So it looks like a stroke. And that's why when I was rushed in, they had had me do CT scans, MRI scans, just to make sure that my brain wasn't bleeding. Yeah, so I love how the music's so light and fluffy.
Yep.
I'm talking about brain bleeds.
Yep.
Yeah. But all's well that ends well. Mm. And I really
can clarify once and for all that it wasn't a stroke. It just mimicked.
Yes, it just mimicked
right?
a stroke.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And also, it wasn't a bad fall.
Yeah.
He also wasn't attacked by crows.
Yeah. People had this idea that I had a bad fall.
Yeah.
I had Bell's palsy.
Well, you have Bernard to blame for that.
I know. It's strange. But in any case, I got to say a big thank you to, the wonderful paramedics, right? The staff at Singapore General Hospital as well. Mm. And all my wonderful colleagues, friends, blah, 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 everyone who takes it. And I'll just, share with you a little bit more details as we go along the show, exactly what happened, how it happened and stuff. But I can't wait to start talking to the kids again.
Yay!
Yeah. I actually really, really miss the kids who've been talking to us on the show. And I got to say, we're going to open up the floor to any questions or anything you might want to say to us as a whole show, right? Right now. So you can text in, WhatsApp us, or WhatsApp audio us at 8855-0920, okay?
One wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie.
Every morning, first thing.
On Kiss 92.
That's Eternal, Angel of Mine. Wake up and go with Div and friends. Oh, my voice is working.
Slowly, it's coming back.
Wow, that was so smooth. Hey, welcome aboard. It's been quite some time. Thank you very much for tuning in and for all the wonderful messages that are coming in as well. We just wanted to say hi to Lauren.
Welcome back, Div. Have a good day.
I will, Lauren. You too. And this one coming in from Ashley and Fam.
Hi, Divian. Welcome back.
We missed you so much. You made our day. With love, Ashley, Reyes, and Mummy.
Aww, so cute. Hey, okay, you know, here's the deal, right? We actually were opening up the WhatsApp audio lines, as we call it, to questions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because early on, the producers were saying that, okay, maybe we should, ask Divian some questions as to what has happened over the last month or so. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone has questions. Like, I have questions.
Oh, no.
Like, did it hurt when the crows attacked you? No, I'm kidding. He wasn't attacked by crows. I wanted to ask you, what did you miss most while you were away?
About what? About the show. Oh, yeah. About the show.
The only correct answer is us, while you're looking at it.
Okay, so that is the obvious answer. Uh-huh. I definitely missed, Celeste, Irene, Chris, and Jill.
Oh, stop it. Oh.
Stop it, Divian.
It's not like you fish for it, right?
No, but I definitely miss hearing from the kids.
Yeah, right?
I think that's probably the thing I miss the most.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So the other question
go for it.
Did you miss anyone else apart from this immediate team? Our bosses?
Oh, no, that's a resounding no. In fact, I can give you a priority list of who I miss the least. But I don't think we have time. But hey, you keep those answers coming in, okay? Oh, sorry. Questions. At 8855-0920.
We want to hear from the kids.
Okay, yes, the kids.
Send us questions.
8855-0920 right now.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
5 seconds of summer, young blood on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. And it's really, really good to be back. The chair is still nice and warm. Somebody has been sitting on this chair the whole time. Thank you, Carol. And thank you very much as well for keeping all those well wishes coming in. We got this very cute one coming in from Miguel. You guys must hear this, la. It's really funny. Okay, let's go.
Good morning, Liz and friends. My name is Miguel Wilson Elvin. I'm very happy at back because every day the show is not complete with you. Have a nice day.
What? Did Miguel say the show is not complete with me?
Yeah. I mean, don't be so direct, lah, Miguel.
Miguel, it's been 54 minutes into my first show in a month, and you can't wait for me to have a real stroke. We got a whole bunch of other nice messages coming in as well.
Yeah,
right?
There's this one coming in from Ethan.
Hi, Divian. It's Ethan. So glad to have you back. Take care of yourself.
Oh, thank you, Ethan. And hey, thank you, Miguel, as well, right? Yeah. This one from Cheyenne, is that right?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Divian.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And of course, we are, taking questions as well, from the wonderful kids on the show. So we've got one that will play right after news, weather, traffic, and sports. Okay, you don't go anywhere. Keep it locked into Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
Top of the morning, wake up and go with Div and friends. It's really, really good to be back. And thank you for all the wonderful messages you're sending in, Kiss fam, especially, to the wonderful children as well. I have asked, you to also ask me questions in case you have no idea what has gone on. I'll try my best to answer them. And you can do it by sending in your WhatsApp audios at 8855-0920. But we have someone who is not really a kid who has sent in a message as well. His name is
Paul.
Good
morning, ladies. Congratulations on your new intern, Div. Try not to bully him on his first day back, or first day on the job. Have a great day, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Intern Div. I could get used to that.
I like the ring of that,
I could use some tea too,
Coffee would be nice.
Yes, ma'am. I will go down and get you some. What do you want, Celeste? Your WhatsApp, your orders. Here's Akon right now on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's George Ezra with Budapest on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. And all morning, I've had the wonderful, wonderful privilege of hearing, the wonderful kids on the show as well, right? Mm. Just sending us all their WhatsApp audio notes. So it was great to hear their voices, just wishing me well and stuff. And I told Irene, not 2 minutes ago, I said that, this morning when I came in, I was like, I'm going to have to try and pace myself. It's still, I still feel a bit, you know, spinny, a bit weak, a bit nauseous and stuff, but I'm going to try and do the show. And the moment I heard the kids' voices, it was instantly uplifting.
Oh, not our voices.
The moment I heard the kids' voices and Irene and Celeste's voices, it was instantly...
It's too late now.
Too late to apologize. But, you know, I just want to say a big thank you. And I got your questions, guys, so I'm going to try and answer them. Let's start off with this one coming in from Alyssa.
Hi, Kids Naito. This is Alyssa. Welcome back, Davian. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Aww. Okay, I got an answer for this. Alyssa, you know, when I was quite unwell, I didn't expect it, but I had so many people, you know, say hi to me and ask me how I was doing, and I could not reply all of them. I also cannot afford to personally reply every single person who's just texted in today even.
Right.
But if I had one superpower, I would go out and give everyone who said hi to me a big fat hug.
Aww.
At the same time.
Wow.
How confusing would that be?
I mean, I know we're in like DOS gone yellow now, but still.
with my mask on. How about this question coming in from, is it Taro?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Div. My name is Taro. Hope you're feeling better because I missed you when you were not on the show. And I have a question for you. How will you keep a healthy lifestyle so I don't miss you on the show again?
Oh, Taro, that's actually a very, very important question, you know, because for me, okay, here I'll give you the serious answer and the not so serious answer. The serious answer is that I was very ill-disciplined with managing my time. I kept saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
Kept taking more and more jobs on, and eventually I just went kaput, right?
Yeah.
Just not enough bandwidth to deal with all the stress. So my main bit of advice is you really, really must manage your time. I know you guys are in school and... Not really relating to me so much. But for the parents, right, I know like it's a struggle, you know, to send your kids to school, to balance work and life and everything else. But I have learned the limit.
Yeah.
You know, without a choice, right? My body just said no and it shut down. So we must rest. I think that's my answer to the question. I will continue to rest.
We'll check in with you again in 3 months, okay?
Yes. And the not so serious answer is I must cut down on the KFC, bubble tea, McDonald's. And my favorite ayam penyet. Okay, what about this question coming in from Claire?
Uncle Davian, what do you miss most about work?
About work?
About work, lah. Huh. General radio and stuff. I miss Glenn Ong, lah. I miss all his sarcasm and, you know him hoping that, I don't know, I wasn't going to come back or something.
Not sure it goes both ways.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's not going to go both ways. But no. I definitely miss the people that cared about me.
Aww.
Yeah. Hey, why are you assuming it's you?
Eh? Did I say anything?
No, definitely you guys. So that's my answer to that. We got this great one coming in from Sophie, who is actually, you know, contributing for the first time.
Yeah.
Hi, Div and friends. My name is Sophie, and I want to ask you a joke. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Okay, a lot to unpack there. I'm not sure if it's because I had a migraine attack. I can't understand that. But she wanted to ask me a joke and then gave me a banana.
Yeah.
Sophie, you win.
You win.
Do we have a prize to give Sophie?
Yeah, we do. We actually have some children's wear, kids' clothes Lolly worth $100. They are a multi-label children's wear shopping concept. So they have a few brands under them like Fox Kids and Baby, Kath Kidston, and also Adidas Kids.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Thank you very much for that. And thank you guys for, you know, contributing, you know, for the last like 20 minutes or so. Sophie, I will hand your banana to Glenn Ong, okay? Here's Lady Gaga in the meantime with Stupid Love on Kiss 92. Good morning. Yeah, you got that
K-I-S. I love it. Let me feel your love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.
That's Isaac Danielson, Let Somebody Go on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends, and it's so good to be back, guys. And it's also great to be doing What the Fact for the first time in a month. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What the fact?
So here's something interesting. Apparently, talking to your mother can have the same stress reducing effect as a hug.
Oh, I believe it.
Okay, yes, yes. Celeste actually took a wonderful holiday with her mom quite recently. Yeah. You guys went to Sydney, Melbourne?
No, I went to Melbourne with my mom.
I was close.
Close. In the region.
And you guys look like you had a wonderful time there.
I mean, yeah, I love my mom to bits. Yes. And I hope it goes the same way. I hope me talking to her has that same stress-reducing effect. But
I'm sure it does.
My mom is like my best friend.
No, it's true. It's true. And I saw all the Insta stories and it was very lovely, right? Mm. But you know who her mom does not love?
Who?
Kangaroos. And we'll tell you why, right? It's a hilarious story. We'll tell you why in just a bit. But Irene, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, when I talk to my mom, it has a stress-inducing effect.
Oh, no! Okay, but here's the science behind, you know, this particular fact, right? Because, you know, when you are young and your mom hugs you, it generates the hormone oxytocin.
Okay.
That's usually what, you know, makes you feel bonded, close, comfortable, and calm. So, apparently, they found that a mother's voice actually does that as well for everyone except Irene. But okay, we'll hear about, you know, kangaroos and Celeste's mom in just a bit, right? Here's Camila Cabello in the meantime. Never Be the Same on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
Pet Shop Boys, Go West on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. And, you know, while I went north, I think. Yeah, I went north to Thailand. For 10 days.
Is that right?
Should be right. It's on top of Malaysia.
You're looking at two people who have absolutely no idea.
And the audience is listening to three. No geography or anything sense. Like that. Yeah. Geographical sense. But you know what? You guys went down under.
Yeah, we did.
Both of you went to Australia and you had a great time as well for the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, I took my mom to Melbourne. Yeah. It's her first time in Australia. So we spent a few days like just exploring the city, but we also took like day tours out to like explore Great Ocean Road, 12 Apostles, visit like a zoo type thing. Yeah. And it was really fun.
And there was a particular, you know, story that Celeste posted with her and her mom, where her mom was trying to feed a kangaroo. This was at the zoo type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is my mom, right? She's like super brave. She's not afraid of anything, well, besides cockroaches, but everything else, she's like, oh, A-okay, right? So she walks up to this kangaroo and she was like, come. And she said, come, darling. And she was going to feed the kangaroo, right? And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So I started rolling. And then legit, right? I only saw the kangaroo just grazing,
like
from
trying
her
to nibble a little bit.
Yeah, just nibble.
Yeah.
But she got the shock of her life and she dropped all the food that was on her hand. She went, and she like clumsily walked out of like the little enclosure.
Ayo.
And I was like, mom, what are you doing? She was like, no, he's so rough. I'm like, he barely touched you.
Is the story still up on your Instagram?
It's on my highlight reel.
Okay, you can check out Celeste's highlight reel to see what we're talking about at Celeste's Instagram account, which is
Celeste LSL.
And you know what you didn't see afterwards was the kangaroo, right? Telling your mom to not worry. So the kangaroo actually said, come, darling.
Come, darling.
Come, darling. It's Fergie in the meantime. Big Girls Don't Cry on Kiss 92. This one's going out to your mom.
One, wake up and go. Kiss 92.
What a great song. Good vibes. Magic. Kiss Me on Kiss 92. Wake Up and Go with Div and Friends. It's good to be back. And thank you very much for all the wonderful messages coming in as well. I'm still, you know, kind of getting used to the show, but you know what's helping? Just talking to Celeste and Irene.
Aww.
Yeah. You guys have worked very hard, you know, to keep the show afloat.
We tried. Very hard.
And also with the interns, and of course a big thank you to Carol as well for sitting in. So now the sales are up. They're back up on the show.
Ish. I don't know. I haven't heard.
Okay,
but
I'm going home already.
So.
I'm tired. But you know, it was good catching up as well as to what happened, you know, right, over the whole month. So Irene actually also took a break recently.
Yeah, I went to Sydney.
Yeah, you went to Sydney. How was that?
It was great. I mean, it's the first post-pandemic holiday that we had. And I think the highlight of my stay was the farm stay.
Yeah.
Where we went on this buggy ride tour. And or what you call an ATV, right?
Wait. At a farm stay, you went on an ATV ride.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about, you know, petting the sheep and the lambs and the llamas. And
yeah, I mean, the ATV ride was to go and see the sheep,
that's
the alpacas,
how they actually
out and about roaming.
You know what an ATV stands for, right?
No. What does it stand for again?
You go, Celesta. Hey, we got a chance here to completely mess with our mind. Ass-tapping vehicle.
You really went there. I'll go with it. Okay. But speaking of ass.
Yeah. Speaking of ass.
I thought that could be true because something happened during that ride. Yeah, so, okay, you know how there's like a lot of like uphill turns.
Yes,
and
because ATV actually stands for all-terrain vehicle.
Oh, I see.
Okay, what happened to it?
So we did go on quite a bit of a thrill, right?
Yeah.
And I think the driver, Donna, got a bit carried away because my daughter seemed very happy, right? She was like, you know what? I'm going to take you on the special route that I don't take anyone else.
Yes.
It's going to be so exciting. Your parents' butts are going to be lifted off their seats. Oh, I'm like, really? And we are not belted, by the way.
Wait, now I'm confused. Is this one giant ATV where the whole family was on?
Yes! Yes!
I was being sarcastic. Really?
It really was.
It's a family ATV.
It is. So the driver and my daughter Genevieve were seated in front. Alfred and I were seated at the back. And then as we were approaching like a downslope, and she was going back up again, literally our butts flew off the seats.
Of course.
And we're like, wee! But because we were not belted, right?
Right.
So
you slammed back down on the seat.
No. I did not slam back down on the seat. But on that, you know the seat, the buckle? So my left butt cheek landed on the buckle and ouch, it hurt, man. Like, you really hurt. And she turned around and she was like, you guys okay? And I forced out a smile. I was like, yeah, we're fine, but it really hurt. And then as she went on to take another slope, this time round, I landed on my right butt cheek. I was like, ouch.
This is great to come back to, guys.
Yeah.
7:47 breakfast conversation. So we're talking about Irene's butt cheeks.
It really was an ass-tapping vehicle.
All's well that ends well. For your sake, Irene, I hope everything's working and okay.
It's bruised, by the way. But the blue bags have kind of gone away.
Wait. The blue bags.
Blue bags. The blue bags.
Okay. Dear. We will help you, Kiss fans, if you're wondering about Irene's blue bags. We will investigate. We got the likes of Bruno Mars, Elton John as well coming up in just a bit. You don't go anywhere on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
Kiss 92.
That's a classic. Robbie Williams, Millennium on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. It's really good to be back. And thank you very much for all the wonderful messages that have been coming in as well. Mm. Speaking of messages, right? Right after, you know, news, weather, traffic and sports, we're going to do Seal It With a Kiss. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, WhatsApp us at 8855-0920 if you want to take part. We've got some great prizes. In fact, a photo taking session to give away. And it's coming in from, let's see, who's this now? Dollop Automat Self Photo Studio is worth $100, but the prize is not why you want to talk to us. Right? It's just us, right? Anyway, talking about, you know, friends, guess who we have on the show?
Who?
I'm here, something. Guys, I'm here.
What do you mean, who? He's right there.
Again, who?
It's Andre Hooden, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
Andre, it's good to see your bright face, your white teeth.
Literally bright face.
I know.
Like the bright head. The shine is blinding. Yeah.
I've been away, you know, for a month. And one of the biggest questions I had in my mind, right, while I was, you know, at home recovering on my bed, right, is Andre going to grow hair? And now I'm here. No. The answer is no.
I was just wondering, you know, when you were in bed, did you see the light? Because it may have not been heaven. It could have been me, bro.
Dre, when I went to Thailand, also I could see the light.
That one different, that one colourful, bro. Dancing lights. Anyway, it was nice to see that you're, you know, I came at 7.
Yes.
So I saw your car parked in the handicap lot and
No. You don't get me into trouble. It's not in the handicap lot. I always park at the lot right next to the handicap lot so that my right tire can inch a bit more into the lot. A little bit only.
Yeah, but seeing how you are partially handicapped, I think it's all okay, you know. Who else has not come to work for 1 month?
Brother,
So have you received the blue sticker?
Not quite, not quite. But you know, Andre is parked next to me, so he's protecting my car from getting scratched.
Yes, very much. So welcome back. Nice to have you back. I was very happy to hear your voice this morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
You know, we were all concerned the last 2 days. I'm like, why this fella got extended leave and stuff?
I know,
like that.
I know. Actually, you know, that's the great thing about, you know, falling sick, right? Nobody's gonna really ask you why if you take any more days.
And the worst part is that this fella actually knows like ministers and who's gonna, you know, do anything to him, right?
The ministers, lah.
Oh, they are watching also.
Like, why is this fella still not on? I actually like this show a lot, you know. You keep it locked in the meantime. To Kiss 92.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Wake up and go.
I love it.
Can't get enough.
It's my favorite show.
On Kiss 92.
Oh, really? I love it. Can't get enough. I miss that person. I still don't know who that person is. We contracted somebody to say this. I don't know if she believes it, but she has said it, so we'll take her word for it. Wake Up and Go with different friends. It's really good to be back. We got Seela with a Kiss coming up. We're also going to be talking about, you know, how all the measures have been lifted.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to celebrate the fact that now we can enter a mall from behind.
Ooh, wait.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a family show, you guys.
That's right, Celeste, who was the only one who went, ooh. Yeah. We'll revisit her boyfriend situation later. Anyway, here's Ronan Keating. Life is a roller coaster. It certainly is, right here in Kiss 92. Good morning.
Yeah, you got that
K-I-S.
I love it.
Let me feel your love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.
Wake Up and Go with Div and friends. It's time for
Seal It With a
Kiss.
And we're waking up with Sandra this morning. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi, how's your morning going?
Great.
That's awesome. And you're on Seal It With a Kiss right now. So you can actually say anything, dedicate this segment to anybody at all. What would you like to celebrate today?
Okay. I would like to dedicate the song, Have It All by Jason Mraz.
Okay.
To all who are struggling to find the spark and meaning in life, feeling like they're rock bottom.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Okay, so it sounds like, are you speaking from experience? Have you recently gone through a difficult time?
Yeah, actually, I'm a mom with 4 kids, and then I'm also struggling with many things, not just about the kids,
yeah.
But for my dad, I'm like helping him coordinate his care and everything. So it's been tough, yeah.
Sandra, can we just say that from all of us on the morning show, we want to give you a big fat hug.
Thank you.
So here's an air hug from us. And we want to ask you, is there anything that you want to say to your 4 beautiful children and your husband as well?
Yeah, they have been amazing. Like, they've been supporting me when I am feeling low. And they've given me a lot of inspiration, basically, to go on every day.
That's wonderful. We'll get that song for you, we promise, okay? Jason Mraz, Have It All is what you asked for. And we're also going to give you this wonderful prize coming in from Dollop Automat Self Photo Studio. It's worth $100. It's a photo-taking session so you can, you know, preserve those beautiful memories with you and your family. But I think on today's Seal It With a Kiss, we're going to give you a big fat kiss, okay, on national radio. So are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Mwah!
One wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie.
Every morning, first thing.
On Kiss 92.
That's Boys Like Girls, The Great Escape on Kiss 92. Wake Up and Go with Div and friends. It's great to be back. And you know what? A lot has changed, right? I mean, there have been so many announcements about, you know, the relaxation of measures and such. And we'll talk about them in just a bit as well. But we want to also say a big thank you to the people who've said hello to us. Like this one, this hilarious one. It says his name is Patrick, but I'm pretty sure that this is actually Austin Powers.
Mr. D, you are back! Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Wow!
That was with some gusto.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick. We had a few nice ones as well. This one coming in from Imani, I think, and Ilman.
Morning, Dave and friends. My name is Imani, and my brother's name is Ilman. We are so happy that you are back and well, Uncle Davian.
Cute.
We also want to say hi to people who have been texting in all morning, like Florence, Angie, Erin, Iwa, JY, Benjamin, Ayo. Hayati. Lots of people just sending you love.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to read all of it yet. Mm-hmm. I will, and I will task Celeste to reply.
I will filter through them all.
But hey, you know what? We should talk about the relaxation of measures, right?
Mm.
Maybe in just a bit, we'll come back up and we'll talk about how we can now go through all the exits in the mall. We don't have to wear masks in work settings when we're not interacting with each other.
Right, right.
There's no limitation of, you know, the number of people we can meet as well outside, right?
Mm, No limits to group sizes. But mask, I think, indoors, you're still required, right?
But
at the workplace, if you're just sitting alone, we are not interacting with anyone else, I think you can take off your mask.
I love how we're openly debating this after everyone knows already. Well, this is live radio, right? So we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll play a game as well. We've got a great prize up for grabs. We'll tell you all about it in just a bit. Here's Justin Bieber with Ghost, though, in the meantime. To keep your mornings going just well, hope you're having a great breakfast as well. It's 8:30. I said Ghost, already, right?
Yeah.
You know, I almost had a stroke.
Go.
They keep it fun in the morning
on Kiss 92.
That's Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with different friends, and I certainly missed a few things.
Did you?
Did I?
Like what?
All the measures have changed now since I've come back, right? Now we no longer have to wear masks at workplaces as long as we're not customer facing or interacting with colleagues.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, wait, no, you don't seem very happy about this, Celeste. Why?
No, I'm so excited because now I get to, you know, put on my biggest fake smile to all my colleagues.
From 1FM.
Hey, I didn't say that. You said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, you know, if you were wearing a mask, nobody could put words in your mouth. What about you, Irene?
Well, now that we have to do like real life in person meetings.
No, now because there's no more PAX limit.
No more capacity limit, right?
Yes,
we have to do real life in person meetings. So I can't wait to like eat my lunch in front of everybody and hope that they don't see me like when I turn off my cam, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. I think, you know, since, Irene and Celeste are being so sarcastic, right? We should take their lead and play a game with our KISS fam if you're tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
And we should ask you what you can't wait for now that the measures have been lifted to this degree. What can you not wait for? Give us your best wrong answer and send us a WhatsApp audio note. You know, we love to hear your voices at 8855-0920. I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait for the uncle to breathe down my neck at the Chai Tau Kuei Kyu.
Ooh. Wow.
I know, it's getting steamy. Here's Sarah Bareilles with Brave on KISS 92. In the meantime, 8855-0920.
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
Kiss 92.
That's Spice Girls. Spice up your life on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with different friends. And we're asking our Kiss fam, right, what they can't wait for now that restrictions have been lifted. But we're asking you to play best wrong answer. And we got a couple of people, you know, message in already.
Yeah, Jimmy says he can't wait to dig his nose without taking his mask off. What do you mean, Jimmy? Dig your nose without taking your mask off.
I mean, I'm trying to imagine how he did it before, right?
Yeah.
Just with a lot of conviction, he pushed his finger through the mask and then reached his nostril. Well done, Jimmy. What else do we have?
Michelle says she can't wait to go back to the office every day, 5 days a week, to let her bosses see her beautiful face.
Hey, you keep those messages coming in. And again, we'd love to hear your voices. So WhatsApp, audio note us. We're still recording a few, you know, as we speak. But I got to tell you something that just happened, right? Okay, so I was, you know, showing Celeste the video, and the way we're laid out in the studios, we're kind of seated in an L shape, right, in the studio. So Irene is at the end of the L, and she walks over to me. I'm sitting in the middle between the both of them, and she wants to see what I'm showing Celeste on the video. I don't know Irene's coming over to me until I hear a burp.
Wait a minute, it's not a burp, guys. It sounded like a little bit of a bubble escape. It's like that. Something
a
like
bubble
that.
Escape.
Like a micro bubble escape.
Irene, that's what burps are.
Yeah, that's just a fancy name.
It's not a gross, like, bleh, you know, the kind of burp. It's a very, you know, cute little bubble escape.
I don't think you get to decide whether or not it was gross. You gotta ask the people who's on the receiving end, you know?
So just so you know, Irene was leaning over and the bubble escape. Was about 12 centimeters from my ear.
But so, now that we don't have to social distance anymore, that's what you have to get used to.
That's what I can't wait for. So much to look forward to. Hey, you send it in to us, okay? WhatsApp audio us what you can't wait for. Best wrong answer now that measures are lifted. 8855-0920. And here's Selena Gomez with Back to You. I don't know if she can give you an escape bubble, but it's Back to You on Kiss 92.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, hey, this is your girl Lady Gaga, and you're listening to
Wake Up and Go. All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
Top of the morning, Wake Up and Go with Div and friends. And hey, we're going to be, you know, continuing to share your responses for what you can't wait for now that restrictions have been lifted. But we need you to be sarcastic as you naturally are, Kiss fam. So send in your WhatsApp audio notes to 8855-0920. And we have to talk about Elon Musk buying Twitter over for $44 billion. What? Here's Nelly Furtado in the meantime. Say it right on Kiss 92. That's right, $44
billion. Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's Iman Fandi. Love me a little more on Kiss 92. Should we call Love Me Like I Do, right? Like you do? Like I do?
Like, I think that name is taken by Ellie Goulding. She's got a name that's quite similar.
So, another song. Iman Fandi wrote lyrics with the same lyrics and then just changed the title. Yeah. But we love her. She's like a genuine superstar, you know?
She is.
I've never seen her in person, never met her in person, but just from the pictures, right? She's just like, she's got this presence and this aura about
her. She radiates star quality.
Yeah.
In her music videos, she's so cool.
I know.
Be my friend.
So, by the way, we've been, talking about some of the measures that have been, you know, lifted. I think we all know about them by now, how there's, no limitation to the packs, you know, in terms of moving around outside, except in nightclubs and such. How you can take off your mask at work as long as you're not interacting with someone or facing, a customer. And we thought we would ask our KISS fam, to be sarcastic, because that's their special skill, right? And that's why they listen to us. So, tell us what you can't wait for now that the restrictions are lifted. So, let's hear this one coming in from Faizan.
So I can't wait to be stuck in traffic for an hour every day. And on a side note, welcome back, Vivian. Stay blessed.
Oh, thanks very much for that, man. That was hilarious. Let's hear this one coming in from Suyin.
I can't wait to inhale the bad breath from a colleague.
Suyin sounds like she's hiding underneath the desk, Okay, how about this one coming in from Brandon?
Good morning, Dave and friends. Now that everyone is back in the office, I just can't wait for people to take turns asking me to change the radio channel off of Kiss 92 to a channel that broadcasts in a language other than English.
That's true. I mean, Kiss 92 is one of the only stations, that broadcasts in English. I think there's this other station called Something 95, but they speak mutton.
Oh.
They speak in bleats or something like that. Yeah.
So if you want to listen to the best English radio station, there could only be one.
Yeah.
One FM. No, wait, what?
Some more English? Celeste?
Of course it's Kiss 92.
Satu English? Brandon, you know what? We loved your answer, so we're going to hook you up with a prize. We haven't decided what the prize is yet, but we will text you and confirm it, okay? But thank you, for texting in your suggestions. We had a lot of fun. For right now, Tim O is going to tell us that it's time for Time Check with Putin.
Putin.
And it's 9:16.
Wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie.
Every morning, first thing.
On Kiss 92. That's Aqua, Turn Back Time on Kiss 92. She's still singing. Wait.
Okay, she's done.
If only I could. Wake up and go with different friends. It's good to be back, and thank you, everyone, for being so supportive and being so nice and friendly and kind. We'll get to thanking more people later as we, conclude the show in the next 20 minutes or so. But for right now, though, even though the game closed off where we asked people to be sarcastic, right, about what you can't wait for now that restrictions are lifted, we still had one more entry come in, and it's hilarious. So we thought we would spend a bit of time to listen to Tabitha.
I can't wait for my 100 friends to come to my house and eat up all my food and drink all my water and choke my toilet.
She's so matter of fact that I had to go and Google, right, how long it takes for food to digest.
Wow.
Because it seems like 100 guests have, you know, gone through the entire process of digestion and are all clogging up her toilet, right? So apparently it takes about 24 to 72 hours for food to move from your mouth to your bum. And then exit your bum, right?
Okay.
So, what are our friends doing there for 72 hours? Yeah, Tabitha, you know, can you answer that? Halsey, in the meantime, though, without me on Kiss 92. Hope you're having a great start to your beautiful Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's Halsey without me on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with different friends. We're actually going to let a few more songs play, right? But then Celeste and Irene, right, after we just came out earlier on to talk about how long it takes for food to digest. Don't ask us why. I said it was about 24 to 72 hours. And then both of them were quite puzzled. Can you want to share with everybody what you just asked me?
Because I find that usually after meal times, I have the tendency to want to visit the toilet. So I'm like, are you sure food takes that long to digest? Because it feels like mine is immediate.
And Irene actually agreed.
Yeah, because I noticed that for me and also my daughter, right, every time we're done with a meal, I'm like, oh, sorry, I need to go to the toilet. So I'm like, yeah.
Guys, the simple rationale is this, okay? Remember, you need to unload to reload.
But we reload, then unload.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it depends where. I think you're talking about your intestines. They need to unload.
Right.
Before the food incoming can reload.
Oh.
Not your mouth. So, okay.
Oh my, this is embarrassing.
So actually, when it's true, I think your body does signal for you to go to the loo. I think that's quite normal for most people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it does so because it's getting rid of the food from yesterday.
I just like to think my digestive tract is a lot more efficient.
Yours
than
is a
most.
Straight line from your mouth straight down, like a slide, you know.
It's just a PIE from Pasir Ris to Tuas.
Or TPE, right? I think that's faster. Anyway, we got Daniel Powder and Zed coming up on the way. All the things we talk about.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
That's Glass Animals, Heat Waves on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. And apparently last week it was raining quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When we were all away.
Yeah. That's why we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. And then now we're back and the weather seems fine.
Seems fine. Mm. Aside from 2 days ago when there was that crazy lightning that struck that flat in Queenstown.
I saw all the memes, you know. Yeah. It was quite funny, like how when you tell your friend you're on the way, but you're not really on the way. And then bam! Struck by lightning. So that was quite interesting. And we'll share a little bit about, you know, this discussion about lightning we just had.
Yeah. It was a very intellectual conversation.
About whether lightning starts from the ground or from the sky. And it's quite
shocking.
Interesting. It's quite, literally, right? Shocking. But for right now, though, Celeste wants to tell us a little bit about Hit Van. What's this about?
Yeah, so Hit Van, they're celebrating their 9th birthday this year, and they've got a whole bunch of celebrations, starting with a little pop-up. Well, it's not exactly a pop-up. It's their Hit Van Experience store in Suntec City, East Wing,
nice.
Level 2. And Josh and Jill will be there this Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. to, you know, play some games with you, give away some exclusive free gifts and treats.
Yeah, and by the way, if you don't know, right, Hit Van is actually one of Singapore's leading online furniture retailers with over 10,000 stylish furniture and home furnishing designs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Irene actually owns like a bench.
A dining bench.
Yeah.
Really? I really hunted high and low for the perfect dining bench and I found it on a Hit Van.
Okay, so I found it on a Hit Van.
Did I say a Hit Van?
This van is hip because it's got a dining bench on top of it. So I was going to ask a question, but I think that might be quite funny. Really.
Anyway,
what can you do if you're interested to find out more?
I mean, you can definitely check out their website because from the 30th of April to 3rd of May, you can enjoy a 9% discount store-wide when you use the promo code BDAY9. And of course, if you want to browse like their actual furniture, again, head down to their experience store at Suntec City East Wing Level 2.
Once again, the promo code is BDAY9.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's Robin. Show Me Love on Kiss 92. Wake Up and Go with Div and friends. And it was good to be back. And thank you, everyone, you know, for all the wonderful messages.
Yeah.
You know, people dropped in on the show as well. Mm-hmm. Like Sean, we just came in and then scooted out as well. He's doing an interview because of a great match that's going to happen, I think, in June.
In Singapore, it's a friendly between Liverpool and Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Oot, oot, oot. And then she didn't recognize the player that just came in. I only recognize. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Go on.
Recognize the newer players. La.
I see. But Irene is a huge Liverpool fan because her husband's a huge Liverpool fan.
Yeah, I would say I'm a wife of a Liverpool fan. Oh my God, this day is just not going great for me. Liverpool.
Oh man, this is what I've been missing out for a month.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you're back?
I am so glad I'm back, guys. I really did miss you guys.
Also so glad you're back because finally we have someone smart on the show who can explain things to Irene and myself. It's been a real struggle, can I just say. Like yesterday we were struggling with foreign currency exchange.
Like Celeste said earlier, foreign exchange.
And then the day before we were confused about that lightning story.
The
one which struck the flat in Queenstown. We're just trying to figure out how lightning would strike a unit, right?
Yeah.
And
how lightning works, right?
Basically.
Yeah. Why didn't it strike like the rod that's at the top of the unit?
I don't know exactly what was happening in that flat. Something very exciting, I think.
Probably. Electric.
Electric. But okay, here's the deal. I actually found a little GIF, right, of a lightning strike happening at 10,000 frames per second.
Okay.
So the way lightning works is, you know, there's a positive charge on the ground and a negative charge in the sky, right?
Mm.
So there's a route that is established first for the lightning to move through. Yeah. And then what happens is the lightning starts from the cloud to ground. But the brightest flash that you usually see in a lightning strike is actually a lightning rod that then is returned from the ground back up to the sky.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at this. Okay, so I'm going to show Celeste this image. It starts from the ground and then after that, it returns from the ground to the sky.
Does that happen all the time? That means whenever you see a lightning strike, it means that you'll go down first and then you'll go back up, is it?
From my thorough experience studying... I don't know, Iria. I'm just reading off a paragraph.
But good to know, because I always thought lightning started from above.
Apparently, it's a bit of both.
Oh.
But in that case, then why don't they put the lightning rod at level one?
Because I think it starts from the cloud and hits the ground first, and then is returned from the ground to the sky. So we can conclude that it makes no difference lah, whether I'm here or not.
I mean, you can only do so much for people with no brains.
But you know what? Hey, if you know anything more about lightning, you can go and disturb Sean Wee. He's going to come on in. You can make him explain it to you as well. Actually, you can ask him to do anything. You know, he's at your service.
Yeah. I think. Right?
Wow. Well, I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow and we're going to leave you with this one. Fittingly so as well. It's coming from Camille Cabello. I like to call it Portobello.
Mushroom.
And Ed Sheeran. This is Bam Bam on Kiss 92.
Yeah, you got that
K-I-S.
I love it.
Let me feel your love.
Yeah.
One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.